Hello, Madge. Madge, you don't know me. I'm Rachel Kahn's mother. And I just received a very, very distressing call from her because you called her fat and told her that she was bloated. First of all, you never, ever call a Jewish young lady fat and bloated. That's number one. Number two, she is not fat and she is not bloated. I personally think you're bloated. Okay, that's number one. Number two or number three, it doesn't really matter what number I'm up to. And then I understand that you wanted to come here for Thanksgiving because I'm having a huge Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I don't think so because what are you going to do? Call everyone at the table fat and bloated? I don't think so. You probably called me fat. I'm not fat. I'm 62 years old. I am not fat. I happen to look fabulous. My daughter looks fabulous. All of my daughters look fabulous. My son looks fabulous. My husband looks fabulous. And the only one I don't think looks fabulous is you. Maybe you're bloated. Okay, that's the first thing. Okay, that is, I am so angry that I had to receive a call from my daughter who has been working her butt off, and I mean working her butt off, exercising and eating properly, and she looks to die for. Okay, so anyway, Madge, that's all I have to say. Okay, so happy Thanksgiving and have a bloated one.
When you miss an opportunity to name somebody to the courts in the spirit of Rosa Parks.
Hello, everybody. I'm a shut up. Okay, I had to turn off the echo. This is Madge Weinstein. I'm a fat dyke, and I'm here in a hotel room. Do you realize who I'm with? I'm with this goddamn, I'm with this man who Reagan does a show with, a very sexy man, although a little bit voluptuous for my taste. I mean, you know what I mean. His name is Rachel Kahn from Eats Bird.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here in all of my manly splendor and glory.
Do you want to fuck me when you fight you or whatever?
Yes, always.
What is that song?
I want to fuck you when you fight me. Do you love it?
Yeah, and it's kind of like a blamp chump, blamp chump, yeah. Blamp chump.
It's a little circuit song for the boys.
And then we have our fan, Steven. We have a fan here at the Podcast Expo where everybody hates us except for one person. Hi, Steven.
Hello, gentle turds.
Thank you for visiting us. I love when people like my show, you know? Because I thought I should have like 3,000 like fucking more fans. I mean, like times, you know, like.
Okay, I was fully expecting when I got here to see like the police caution tape and like throngs of rabid fans for you, but
okay,
it must have been like, you know, two for one day at Sizzler. I don't know.
I'm you fatties.
Mm-hmm. I like fat fans.
Speaking of, what are we gonna say about Dawn and Drew?
I like Dawn and Drew. I like them. I like when people finger each other on the air.
I like the show. I was more talking about why. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm a lesbian. I have to be honest. You take Drew, who I find in my studies as a homosexual researcher. I've been a Jew. Apart from having these premature crow's feet on his eyes, probably from looking at too many chickens, I think he's a very good-looking man. Thin. Nice looking. I even caught a look at his ass and I thought, well, this could look good in my outside of my, around my dildo, right? And then I look at Dawn. She's a big girl. And I just don't, is he gay?
Listen. As a gay man, I'd like to comment on the situation. Here's the deal. Dawn is adorable. Drew, now let's just say I was a straight woman.
Instead of this dude with a penis. Yeah.
Hypothetically, if I was an actual female, I wouldn't really be able to notice Drew because he's too short for me. And like once you're under a certain height, it just like your face is a blur because I'm not going to go there, you know? So there's not even, I guess he's cute. I don't, he's all right. He's cute enough. It's fine. But like, Dawn's adorable. People like that kind of chick. I'm that kind of chick.
I like her personality a lot.
No, but I mean like the cute girl with the dark hair with the little bangs. It's working for her. She knows what she's doing. It's working.
I would have to say I do agree with you in person. I just like having never met her, and I only met her, you know, saw the pictures. And pictures are so deceiving. First of all, everybody looks older in the podcasting, don't you think? I mean in the pictures.
They look older than they do in person?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the people do look a little bit better in person than their pictures. That's just silly.
Am I as fat as you thought I would be?
You're gorgeous, Madge. You're perfect.
I am fat and disgusting. What did my lady in waiting say?
She said you were the fattest she'd ever seen you.
In how many years?
Yeah, but you know what? She feeds raw food to her chihuahuas. I wouldn't trust her opinion too much. I wouldn't worry about it.
What does that have to do with how fat I am?
Because that's like, I'm LA crazy if I'm feeding raw food to my dogs. Like, she has her fucking...
But wait a second. I knew Nicole when she lived in Chicago. She fed raw food to the dogs when she had never lived in... Although she did live there when she was a child for a time.
She had a goddamn protein burger wrapped in lettuce from In-N-Out. She probably thinks everybody's fat. I wouldn't worry about it. I really, really wouldn't. I think you're lovely. I really do. What, do you want me to say you're fat too, so you have something else to complain about?
No, I just want to respond and say you're kind of dumb to say that. I mean, I just think it's just a lack of intelligence to not see that I'm obese.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you're not obese. You're insane.
I'm clinically obese.
No, you're not. Are you really?
Yeah.
Like if you go on the weight scale, it says you're obese?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I was too.
Was?
Yeah.
So you looked gorgeous?
Yeah.
So why did you lose weight then?
Because I wanted to, but I'll tell you, it's
true. Oh, so it was fine for you. It's not okay for you to be fat. So you can be thin. But for me, when I'm obese, oh, you look beautiful, Madge. Because thank God I'm not the fat one. That's what you're thinking. Thank God I'm not fat.
No, if I was a woman, that's what I would be thinking. But since I'm a man, I don't give a shit about that stuff. To me, it's just more cushion for the pushing. Too bad you're a lesbian.
Look, I swing. I've been through the 60s, you fucking bitch. You know I've been through the 60s. I take the LSD, the Quaaludes, 714, Dynamite. Oh, that's Jimmy Walker.
But Madge, really, did you really used to take Quaaludes?
I've taken every drug. Yeah, I've taken Quaaludes. I've taken acid.
Was Quaaludes fun?
No, Quaaludes suck. They were a total disappointment. Because I thought Quaaludes would be like this great relaxing. It's like,
lame?
Well, yeah, like we have so much better. That's why Quaaludes aren't really around anymore, because there's so much better shit.
I thought they were gone because they were so good. Like, they had to take it away, like, all the fun. I've always wanted to try Quaaludes. They just, because they're, like, forbidden fruit. They're
no, heroin. Try heroin.
I did. Overrated.
You did? I've never tried heroin. No.
Honestly, one time I did it by mistake. I didn't mean to.
What did you think it was? RU486?
Really? It was a bad night. I call it my River Phoenix night. I was living in New York, and it was a bad night. I didn't know I was doing heroin.
Let's talk about Reagan Fox's eating disorders. Why is he so skinny? Don't you worry about him as being a Jew?
Actually, he's so skinny because I tell him he's fat all the time that he needs to go on diets.
You are mean. You tell him. So Reagan's fat and I'm adorable and perfect.
Yes.
No. How the fuck does that make sense?
Listen, Reagan's not fat. I just tell him he's fat.
Didn't you say you saw him binging and puking?
Yeah, I do this to feed the neuroses. So he'll continue with his binge purge cycle because it's entertaining for me.
You are a sick bitch.
Yes. Oh, you mean dude?
Did you see Dawn Michelli wearing a... Did you notice she was wearing a tiara?
No, she was... I didn't see her with her fucking tiara. Where was that?
It was on her head. It was just big.
Buried in her bed.
She told me, she's like, you better not wear a fucking tiara. I'm wearing a tiara.
Did she really?
Swear to God.
Are you serious?
Swear.
Let's fight her.
No, we're going to fight. We are going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to do a Godzilla. Here's the plan. The plan is, I hope this happens, but we're going to have... We're going to round up all the Sony guys, all the Asian men, and we're going to, like, have, you know, half of them on my side, half on her side. We're going to pretend we're one of those Godzilla movies and be like, arr, arr.
Do you know what? Seriously, Dawn will kick your ass. I'd be worried, Madge. She doesn't look like she fights clean. She'll fight dirty. So.
I don't care.
Grab her titties or something. Grab onto something and hold on tight. She'll fucking tear you apart, I think.
The problem is, like, this place, like this whole convention, is a bunch of observers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like everybody is so fucking awful.
It's creepy. It's a creepy vibe for sure. I don't. Right. Yeah, that's why you're like Madge all day. Is like, why are you so mopey, Rachel? Why are you moping around?
Well, you have this face, but you make this face that's sort of like it's sort of sub-Jewish. It's even mopey for Jewish.
It's like you mean.
You just look disgusted with everything.
I have mental problems. I have issues.
Oh,
I
yeah,
have,
right.
Social anxiety disorder, which is like not brought on by being around like cool, awesome people, but by like being around like freaky, like weird geeks like this. And I came to meet you and you weren't here and I was all alone in this freaky fucking convention with these weird people. Like,
I tried around. Calling you rape. Chill, but I couldn't find your fucking number because my goddamn cell phone lost all the numbers. I was sitting there for an hour trying to find your goddamn number, and then I listened to your message, and it's just ramble, 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 blah, 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 and I didn't hear a fucking phone number.
Oh, bullshit. You didn't even listen to my message. You made your lady-in-waiting, like, listen to it for you.
Can't. You're
busted.
A cunt.
Busted.
I listened to it myself afterwards in order to hear the number.
Well, was it my number just showing up on your phone?
No, because it says fucking unknown, you stupid bitch.
Really?
No.
It shouldn't say that.
You're a cunt.
You're lying, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a cunt.
We're checking the phone right now. It shouldn't say that. I don't have my number blocked because I fucking hate when people block my number or their number when they call me. Oh, speaking of, I'm vibrating right now. Are you calling me right now?
No, I just rebooted or whatever.
Is it Reagan? It's Reagan.
Cool.
Should I answer it?
Of course, you have speaker.
Hooker. Listen, I'm recording a podcast right now with Vagina.
Mary. Oh, we're on speakerphone. Reagan's.
Are y'all having fun?
Reagan's, you're not going to fucking believe this. Do you know who was sitting on my fucking bed? Where Rachel's sitting right now? Do you know who was sitting on my fucking bed a few hours ago?
Who?
Guess.
Keith Valley?
No, guess. Get even better.
Better.
Who would be the least?
Oh my God, the Peggy Gretchen.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
They were. I came in to my room to change into a different girdle and panty, and fucking Paige and Wretched were sitting on my goddamn bed next to my brassiere, next to my fucking brassiere. I swear to God.
Did you die?
I did, but I got them to agree to be on Eat This Hot Show, though, both of them together.
Oh, my God. That is going to be fucking amazing.
And I asked them about you. They were like, I'm like, you weren't upset about the abortion cast, were you? That was just a little fun. They're like, well, we kind of were. We don't really like that. And I'm like, oh, will you do a show with us? And then they're like, I don't think so. And then the husband, because the husband produces it and he pimps them out, he's like, oh, yeah, they'll do it.
Whose husband is it, though?
It's one of Mommy Cass. Oh, my God. And Paige, the fat one, is totally not fat at all.
Oh, she's the fat one.
They're creepy, Reagan. They look like Dr. Laura ladies.
They look like they're like 45, don't
they? They're like creepy, like Orange County Republican types. They are. I'm sorry.
That's the craziest thing to happen so far.
Ugh. Reagan, it's a dork fest.
So I'm going to go to this party with soccer girl and this big fat blubber cunt named Pizza Chick.
Oh, he's so mean, Reagan. He's like, wait till you see Soccer Girl. She is hideous. And like, we walk up and she's totally hot. And then he's like, wait till you see Donna's big old fat cow. And she's like adorable. She looks just like me as Rose in Red Light, Green Light. Like, she's like the size I was in December of last year. They're totally adorable, gorgeous girls.
But Reagan, I met Rachel for the first time. She's like, so do I look girlish? I'm like, no, you look like a fucking guy. Where's the goddamn makeup?
And then she's like, he looks at me. That is not what I go. So do I look girlish? I go, you look different than I expected. And I go, how do I look different? He goes, well, you're a lot less feminine. I'm like, how much less feminine can I fucking be? You think I'm a man? I wore like a see-through slutty tank top so we could see my
Reagan,
nipples.
But Reagan, she has this like, I called it a sub-Jewish scowl. Just this scowl on her face the whole time that like even a Jewish woman would say, why are you so depressed? And she's literally this frown. I'm like, do you hate me already or what? You look like you fucking hate me. You're just sitting there scowling at me, you bitch.
But Reagan, you know how, like, when I'm around, like, a lot of geeks and I'm all alone, I get social anxiety and I get, like, weird and, like, fucking withdrawn and scared and panicky. Well, I get here and fucking Magina is at the hotel changing her makeup, like, got a spackling spatula, scraping off his goddamn Mac and putting on some new Bobby Brown. Well, I'm sitting alone at the fucking podcast expo in, like, geek hell. So I'm, like, panicking for, like, an hour before he gets there. So, of course, by the time Magina gets there, I'm completely like withdrawn into like a state of like catatonic terror.
Tell him about the Wired reporter.
Oh, whatever.
So I was being interviewed by Wired, and then
it's
like
on speaker, Grandma. Oh, you
fuck you, cunt, dude.
You're like my mom.
If you were a woman, I'd have to be nice. But since you're a guy, I can call you an asshole.
It's on speakerphone. He's like, I'm talking like my goddamn mother.
Listen, Reagan. Listen. So the guy from Wired is interviewing me. He's deaf, and like he's interviewing me, and he's mainly about women podcast turds. So then Rape Chill comes next to me, giving her usual scowl, looking like she'd rather be like shoving olives up her ass. And then like I go, oh, you're doing a story on women podcasters. Here's Rape Chill. She's a woman. And I'm lying, of course. like, because she kind of looked like one. I'm like, she's a woman. And you know what he said? He said, oh, I gotta go inside.
I'm
cold.
Go inside and look for some other females to talk to.
He goes, I'm cold. And then she's, but then she's like, oh, what did she say?
I said, well, I hope you enjoy making the biggest mistake you've ever made in your life.
And he was deaf.
Like, I could have talked to him about my deafness. I'm fucking deaf. I was almost completely deaf till I was four, and I can't hear my
I'm
ear.
Deaf with you screaming in my goddamn ear.
Oh, please. You love it. Listen, seriously, I was like, I couldn't focus on him because there is some deaf reporter writing for Wired right now about his weird cochlear implant and how he's doing computer programs to, like, update all cochlear implants in the world. And I'm like thinking, is this the same guy? Is always into gay podcasting and is the deaf guy with a cochlear implant?
He's gay. He used to work for Gay Chicago.
Well, clearly he's gay, and clearly he has the cochlear implants. But whether he's the same person, I don't know.
Cock, cock, cock.
All we talk about is cock.
What's new with you, Reagans?
I'm having a ball. Like, I'm living vicariously through this. I wish I was there.
Soccer Girl Incorporated sends her love. I'm in love with this fucking pizza chick. She's like 500 pounds. She gave me a lap dance, and she is fucking hilarious. Total deadpan sense of humor. Because I'm like, oh, will you sit on my lap? I'm like, she's like, yeah, that'll work. And then she fucking sits down. She has a fucking skating rink for her fucking blubber cunt.
Ah, man, you're the most judgmental woman. You're so not down for the sisterhood. It's fucked up. This woman's wild, though. Listen to what Pizza Lady said. We were, like, outside, and some totally geeky, freaky guy was, like, giving a speech. You know how, like, you're at a party, and one guy is, like, totally commanding the center of attention?
He was from...
Yeah, hello. He was, like, some dumb podcaster. I can't remember who, I'd totally call him out right now. But Pizza Lady's out there, too. So he goes off on his, like, 10-minute, like, diatribe about how amazing he is, and then she's like, yeah, I love podcasting too. Like, I could sit and talk about my three kids while I play with my G-spot toy and record it.
You would love this girl. She is fucking obese. She never smiles. She doesn't move her. She's just fucking hysterical.
Yeah, she looks like the woman who was the security card in the Starting Over house, who, like, was afraid to, like, get in touch with her femininity.
I know you're talking
like
about
her, but if she had, like, Bell's palsy and her face couldn't move. She's awesome, seriously.
So We have a video feed. The video feed is already, like, the first episode is up, and it's...
I went and looked on Pop Show, and I couldn't find it.
It's all fucked up.
You gotta be a computer programmer to get to it.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
It's like, there's no link.
You know, I'll get a link in on Yeast Radio soon, so after this.
Okay, good.
But it's...
Yeah, because I definitely want to see.
Yeah, it's funny, and, what else? I don't know.
You licked my foot.
Did you drop your purse yet with all the stuff in it?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing that a lot. I've been handing the dildo to people. I ask everyone if their cunt stinks. I ask the Godcaster, like, if he'd eat my pussy out. And he'd blast me and shit.
What did he say? Are people just like...
No, he goes, oh, because Matt goes, would you like to eat my pussy? That's what he said. He's like, no, not really. He's like, no, I'm okay. No, no, thank you. No.
I've been saying such mean things. The meanest thing I did, Reagan, was there's this guy, he's a tech podcaster, and he had obesity surgery, like the breast.
Oh, this is fucked
and
up.
And I fucking, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling this. This is on the show.
This is bad. Oh, whatever.
And I said,
they
yeah, who cares?
It.
So I said, oh my God, you had the surgery. I got to introduce you to Dawn because Dawn needs the surgery. He said, oh, really? Who's Dawn? I said, Dawn and Drew. Oh, I'd love to talk to you. I really want to help. It's changed my life. So then, like, I was talking to Dawn tonight at the listener party, and she was, you know, I had her stuff and shit in my ass and stuff. And the guy comes up, he goes, let me talk to you two now. And I'm like, oh my God, no. So I said, oh, I got to wait for the cameraman.
You're like, I got to go talk to a deaf guy from Wired. Let me find someone.
Should I do it, Reagan, though? Should I go through with that gag? Because I don't want to devastate her, though.
Listen, it's pretty fucked up.
What do you think, Reagan? All right, Reagan, we're going to go. We have to finish
okay.
this show before she...
Y'all have fun.
Bye, Reagan. You too.
Bye.
Thank God we got rid of... Yeah, you're done. You hung up.
I thought he was in Boston.
He is in Boston.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, why was he driving to his friend's house?
He fucking lied, didn't he?
Did he fucking lie to us?
Call him back.
Seriously, what the fuck? How could he have been driving to his friend's party?
I thought he was fucking lying. When he said he couldn't come. Okay, good. This is enough. We're recording enough.
Well,
is like
say
forever.
Something nice. Well, you didn't even say eat bird or anything before you hang up.
I don't
at
say
least.
Eat bird. That's your catchphrase. I don't use other people's catchphrase.
I'm not asking you to say. I'm saying, like, say where they can find me. They love me. Like, put the ads in.
Rachel is at eat bird.
Rapetal.
Eatbird.libsyn.com, right?
Yeah.
And Fox and the City is... Is it Fox in the City or And the City?
Fox and the City. But the Lipson address is Fox in the City. That's fucked up.
Fucking annoying.
It's so fucked up. You know what I think? I bet when Reagan made it, he thought it was Fox in the City. And someone was like, you know what? It's actually not called Sex in the City. It's Sex and the City. So then he acted like he knew all along and like Lipson somehow fucked him over. We didn't talk about the Lipson boys.
Oh my God, I'm going to fall asleep.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, the Lipson boys, quickly.
They were cute. That's all compared to everyone else here.
The Sony guy. Oh, I'm not a lesbian. Never mind. Okay, I gotta end.
Okay, bye. Come visit us.
Bye.
Hi, Madge. Hey, Madge, I was out with this woman the other day. You know, this woman has a kid. I was out with this woman, and we were at the mall. And inside the mall, Madge, there's this place called the Build-A-Bear Workshop. Do you know what the Build-A-Bear Workshop is, Madge? That's where they make custom stuffed animals for your spoiled little American punk. Your little Jacob. Your little Emma. Your little Madison. Your Joshua. Your sweet little Emily. You know, you build them a bear at the Build-A-Bear Workshop at the mall. So we walk in, and I notice right away, Madge, that all the workers are cheery and wacky. You know, really pushing it. Kind of irritating, Madge. While I'm standing inside the Build-A-Bear Workshop at the mall, I notice that all the parents are in there are kind of staring off into space, you know? Not really talking, looking like they're kind of in a daze. And I'm thinking, you know, they probably are. A few years ago, they were dating and laughing, you know, exchanging ideas, planning for the future, giving each other orgasms. And now they realize they got to come up with about $250,000 to get their kid to the age of 18. $100,000 more if they want to send them to college. So I'm in the Build-A-Bear Workshop at the mall, Madge, and this place is designed with the concept of steps or stages, you know? Our first step is to choose an animal. Our kid, she gets the Frosty the Snowman, Madge, $44. From choosing our animal, we move to step two or stage two, and that's where you pick the sound chip, Madge. There's the ones you can select that are already made out for you, like the Frosty the Snowman music chip, Madge, $3. But our kid wants to record her own message. That's $8. But we gotta record the message four more times because a girl about 12 years of age standing behind us keeps saying, "Fuck you, baloney head," to her friend standing next to her. So we move over to the stuffing stage now, Madge. That's where our Frosty the Snowman, our $44 Frosty the Snowman, gets stuffed. And sitting there is this smiling idiot with big teeth, and I'm sure he's wearing a vibrating cock ring with a remote control attached to his keychain, you know? And when he inserts this shaft into our Frosty the Snowman, he stretches his lips into this slow smile, and then drops two hearts into the bear. "You look like a nice couple," he says. From the filling station, we move over to the stitching table, where everything is put together. And then afterward, we go to the blow-drying and fluff table. From there, we get a birth certificate, and our $44 Frosty the Snowman is clothed and put into a fancy cardboard box. While we're still inside the Build-A-Bear Workshop, we eat hot dogs and fries and bear-shaped cookies. Our grand total, $79.41, Madge. The bear in the window was $20. 3.6 million people are facing starvation in West Africa. 800,000 of them children under 5. 1 billion poor people live on $1 a day or less. We got our Frosty the Snowman, you know? We got our Frosty the Snowman. We got our Frosty the Snowman for our little Jacob, our Emma, our Madison, our Joshua, our Emily, you know? That's about it, Madge. This is your favorite correspondent, Norm Augustinus, reporting from Florida, saying, "Go build your kid a bear. Shit for brains."
Life is strange. It'll kick you in the balls when you least expect it. But life is good with Madge Weinstein in it. Yeah, with Madge Weinstein in it.